present for giving me the floor. I'm speaking for the first time, so I would like to first of all thank the Council for dedicating this year's forum to this timely discourse. I wanted to share a few practices that Azerbaijan has acquired from battling the pandemic, which we hope can be reused as action-based recommendations. For example, during the pandemic, the older population was a major focus group, and they were the first to receive access to PPEs and vaccines. Their pensions continued to be reliably transferred into their bank accounts. Coverage of home-based social care services increased, and these weren't just medical care, but also ensuring that food and medicine is delivered to the elderly and to the most vulnerable populations. More and more volunteers joined these services, which contributed to growing of intergenerational solidarity. Now imagine if we had turned this into a long-term practice so that our elders can receive the dignified care that they deserve. All in all, elderly care homes in Azerbaijan did a tremendous job in balancing lockdown and social connectedness. In fact, Azerbaijan's largest elderly care home did not report a single COVID-19 infection, so that's noteworthy. Women and children were another focus group when these strict measures were being taken. Public outreach on gender issues, domestic violence and mental health issues continued on television, on radio, online, and previously sensitive topics were also discussed during this time. Awareness campaigns were carried out as advertisements, posters. Social media was quite active in this regard, and domestic abuse hotlines, as well as women's shelters, continued to work uninterrupted. For children, online classes were broadcast on national television, which enabled all children, including girls, to continue their education during the lockdown, whether or not they had access to internet. So what's important now is that we have this ability to turn these supposedly temporary measures into long-term mechanisms. All of us have learned our lessons, and we've learned some best practices as well. So we commend the work of this forum, and we hope to hear some good action-based recommendations. Thank you.